income was curtailed by Great Drought of 1373. And Nevis, complacent to the gallantry of the age, was scandalized at the novelty of public separation. But she was free, and she was the woman to feel that freedom of her fingertips. She could live up her life with no will in it, but her own, and she could bring her to little girl in an atmosphere of peace and affection. She moved to an estate she owned at St. She moved to an estate she owned on St. Christopher and saw John Fawcett again. He died few years later, leaving his diminished property to his children. Rachel's share was the house in Charlestown.